a pledge, a promise. God has an encouraging word for you and me today from the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Wilton about that. Today's message is the promise of God's pledge. I invite you to open God's Word together with us, with Dr. Don Wilton, a well-known author and evangelist, as we'll go to Hebrews chapter 6 in just a minute, beginning in verse 13, and to study what God has to say to you and me about the promises and pledges that not only we make, but more importantly, are made to us by our Heavenly Father. As we study the Word together, know that we're available for you. We'd love to talk, love to connect, whether it's a quick call to 866-899-WORD and say, would you pray for my friend about this or pray for me about that? Or maybe you just need to talk, have some questions you need answered. Let's discover it together at 866-899-9673 or online at theencouragingword.org. And now, Dr. Don Wilton.
The Lord has led me to a very wonderful and deep passage today. So I'm going to ask you to turn in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 13. I'll tell you that it's very important for you to look at this. So get your Bible out. Maybe you have an app on your iPhone. Get it out and go to that app and go to Hebrews chapter 6. Now, there is so much that I'm about to tell you, and I'm just trusting God that He is going to take His word and He's going to cause me to say what you need to hear, and that He's going to speak to each one of us. Now, you say, how does that happen? That's what His Spirit does. So you can welcome that, and you can be ready. I've often used the phrase, when it comes to the Word of God and to sharing together, you can preach to the apples and the oranges are going to get blessed. And by that, I promise you, if you're willing to open your heart today and just listen, because your heart's already been opened. We're in worship. It's not happening now. We're already there. You're already there. So I urge you, just put some discipline into yourself right now. Just discipline yourself. And the way you discipline yourself, which is jolly hard to do, is just tell the Lord right now that you want to hear from Him, that you're ready. Confess your sin to Him. Tell Him. Just tell Him. So I'm telling you this morning, this is not because I'm telling you this is what I need to do. Before I came to preach this morning, I knelt down in my study and I confessed my sin to the Lord, because I feel very unworthy to be saying anything to you. What right have I got to say anything? So the only way that I know how to do that is to say, Lord, I confess to you. And He does that, and He'll forgive you. And then focus. You need to focus. You, I'm talking to you. You need to focus. Now, it's not going to cost you your whole life. This is just for the next few minutes. But this could change your life. And you're not here by accident. We're listening because God has us here together. This is a great privilege. The Word of God that we're reading today is guarantee enough about the fact that God saves us, that God enables us, and that God guarantees us eternal life. That's the Word of God. But God gave a pledge on Himself just to show us, because of our frailty, that God means what He says. Now, let me show you how this works out. Because I promise you this. We're looking at the promise of God's pledge. And this passage now may make a little more sense, so to speak. Now, I'm going to read it to you, and I'm afraid I'm going to have to stop a couple of times, because this is powerful. If you get a hold of this, that issue that you're dealing with right now, you can rest assured God's got it. That journey that you're going through, that person that you are praying for right now, with all the issues that you deal with, you can absolutely stand firmly on God's promise, because he's also made a pledge. Okay, now watch this. We're going to be in verse 13. And he begins back in the life of Abraham. Verse 13 of chapter 6. For when God made a promise to Abraham, I'm going to talk about that in a minute, since he had no one greater by whom to swear, to make an oath, he made an oath on and of himself. It's like, yeah, right, what did God have to back up what he said? And this is what he said, verse 14, to Abraham, surely I will bless you, and I will multiply you. I'll make you the father of many nations. And thus Abraham, having patiently waited, just, can I just say something here? That's the tough part, isn't it? It's, if you've got a loved one who's going through deep waters, it's the wait. Two things I'm going to encourage us to do today. Number one, really stand on God's pledge. And number two, now put into top gear your patience. It's a spiritual patience. Patience that is spiritually rooted is a patience that knows that God is going to deliver. Look at verse 16. For people swear by something greater than themselves. Didn't we just say that? Here I go into a court of law. People, you and I, swear by something greater than themselves. And in all their disputes, an oath is designed as final for confirmation. So when God desired to show more convincingly to the heirs of his promise the unchangeable character of his purpose, he guaranteed it with an oath, so that by two unchangeable things, what are the two unchangeable things? God's promise followed by God's pledge. So that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled for refuge might have strong encouragement to hold fast to the hope that is set before us. And then I love the explanation. See, verse 19 tells us how this happens. We have this, what? This pledge, this hope, we have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner place, that's the Holy of Holies, behind the curtain where Jesus has gone as a forerunner on our behalf, having become a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Wow! My Christian faith and your Christian faith is absolutely sure. Today, I beg you to turn your life over to Christ, because he's your anchor. And this anchor will never move. It's solid eternally. And if you've drifted away from the Lord Jesus, come back home. Because he is the one that is going to do for you what nobody else can do. He's your security. Now, watch this. What the writer to the Hebrews here is presenting to us is three amazing facts about God. So I just want to talk about these three amazing facts. You know, in my study time and my preparation, I said, what can I say about these three things? I just said, eventually I said, man, these are just three amazing facts about God. Number one, that he is a desiring God. Now we're looking here at verse 17. So when God desired to show, he's a desiring God. That little word, desiring God, speaks to the sovereign purpose by which our God, who is loving in every way, purposed to do everything that God alone can do in order to enable a sinful people to call him Father. He's a desiring God. I'm just going to submit to you today, God purposes and desires to have a personal relationship with you. And once having become your heavenly Father through the Lord Jesus Christ, he desires to walk with you in every step of life, all the way to heaven. God is not a Sunday morning God. He's an everyday God. And he's not a one day God. He's an every minute God. He's an every second God. He's always with me. God with us. In fact, just get this. I hope you do you know that, how do I say? Do you know that I actually carry God with me all the time? Because he's in me. And greater is he that is in me than the one he that is in the world. I don't mean to be cheeky by this, but as a believer, and based upon the fact that God desires me, bring it on. Can you hear what I'm saying? That's not saying, oh, well, you know, it is a spiritual confidence that our God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or even think. He's a desiring God. He's not only a desiring God, but he's a clarifying God. Okay, now just reel down there in verse 17, because it doesn't stop there. So when God desired to show, and by the way, in the texture, the word there more convincingly, in the Greek text, it means, so God not only desired to do something, he purposed to act in my life and your life, but God loves me so much that he wants to make it absolutely abundantly clear to me. He wants me to be convinced of that. Now I'm going to backtrack out of that. Is it possible that you and I, as believers, love the Lord, but we're not convinced about what he does for us and in us? My father always used to say, I heard him say this many times, it blesses me to this day. He used to say, it's not what you do for God, it's what God does for you. You see, to me, that's kind of like cheeky. It's just, you know, I carry in my Bible, my dad's, this goes with me everywhere, it's my dad's funeral service. And I've always loved that picture of my dad. So I was looking at Pop this morning, you know, because every time I open my Bible, Dad's there. And I looked at him and I heard Dad say that to me. Son, tell them, it's not about what you do for God. It's about what God does for you. That's what's going on here. This is bound into the pledge of God. This is who God is. He's a desiring God. He's a clarifying God. And then furthermore, he's a confirming God. So he not only desires salvation and living life and eternal life, but he makes it absolutely clear so that I become convinced of it and all that God does for me in this. And then to boot, he confirms it. He makes it happen. So how did this work out in the life of Abraham. Why does he use Abraham as the instrument here of his illustration? Because every time you open the book, you make a beeline for the cross. Everything in the Bible is about Jesus, points to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now watch what happens here, folks. This is powerful. This is rich. When it comes to Abraham, three things happen. First of all, God sovereignly determined.
Please forgive the interruption. We'll be back in just a moment. But that sense of God's sovereign determination is a part of what we'll dig deeper in just a few minutes with Dr. Wilton. Today's message, The Promise of God's Pledge, is something that maybe you just tuned into. Remember, you can hear it in its entirety on our website at theencouragingword.org. Great place to not only hear today's message, but maybe you missed yesterday's or want to look ahead and see what we'll be doing the next couple of days. Just know that we're available for you, whether you're going to go keyboard to keyboard at the website, theencouragingword.org. Or something that so many folks, even some of our wonderful millennial listeners, are saying, maybe a phone call is a good idea in this day and age. 866-899-WORD. That number again is 866-899-9673. It's an opportunity to talk with someone, maybe to have some questions answered. Together, we'll discover them in God's encouraging word, or to sign up for some great resources as well. We are excited to be able to put things in your hands that will, on a daily basis, help you grow in Christ, including the daily email from Dr. Don. You can put it on your to-do list by going to our website and signing up there. Or here, if you're just on the go, text the word DAILY to 30500. That's DAILY to 30500. We'll text you back a quick link, and by this time tomorrow, you'll be receiving the Daily Encouraging Word email from Dr. Wilton early every morning. Now back to today's message, The Promise of God's Pledge, with Dr. Don Wilton.
So if you go and study the life of Abraham, and we're reminded about this in these preceding, when God made a promise to Abraham, God sovereignly determined. Don't ask me, which you're not, or ask yourself, to figure out why God has done for you what he's done. Just accept it, because that's his sovereign business. Now I can explain it in terms of God's love. He loves us. That's why he did that. God sovereignly determined, came to Abraham when he was in the Ur of the Chaldeans, and he said to him, Abraham, I need to talk to you, son. Get up, leave your father's house, go to a land that I will show you. I'll bless you, bless those that bless you, and curse those that curse, and you will all the nations of the earth be blessed. That is a sovereign determination of God. I've said, and I celebrate this. I've said to you many, many times, don't let anybody in this church ever think you had anything to do with me being called to become pastor of First Baptist Church. You had nothing to do with it. Number two, don't let me or Karen ever think we ever had anything to do with it, because actually we had nothing to do with it. All you did and we did was agree with God. Are you hearing what I'm saying here, folks? Listen, get off your platform. Take yourself off the seat of your own glory. Just let God. That's the promise of his pledge. He sovereignly determined. Number two, he immediately provided. Remember those first three things about God? Number one, he's the desiring God. There it is. He's sovereignly determined. Number two, he's a clarifying God. He immediately provided. Look at the story of Abraham. God comes to him. He's an old man. His wife's an old lady. They're beyond childbearing. Right back in the Ur of the Chaldeans, God makes him this promise and this pledge about the number of the stars in the heavens. Abraham, if Abraham was sitting on the seat of his own glory, he would have said, excuse me. God, you made me and you don't understand. It just don't work this way. What do you mean I'm going to be the father of many nations? And God, according to the scriptures, provided. I present to you Isaac. the miracle baby. By the way, if we're going to stand on God's promise of his pledge, just expect miracles to take place. Look for them. So I'm speaking to someone right now that you're saying, it's impossible. It's over. Can't do this. He's beyond repair. She's beyond. It's over. My marriage is gone. It's done. Excuse me. Come back home. Get off the seat of your own glory, because God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or even think. What did he do with Abraham? He sovereignly determined. He immediately provided. And he ultimately proved. He ultimately proved. That's what he did. There it is. We know that. We look back now and we see exactly what it is that God did. So what is the promise of God's pledge to us? You see, folks, the key verse here in terms of how this happened is verse 19. Probably the key verse in this whole passage. We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul. We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, because Jesus Christ entered the Holy of Holies. He went behind the veil of our human limitation. He broke down the barrier that separated God from man, and Jesus paid the sacrifice through his blood, and he looks upon all of us and he says, I am now the high priest, and through me you come to the Father in heaven, and I want you to know all of my desire and all of my clarifying and convincing and all of my confirming is yours. It's yours. Now, what are the three things here that bring that together? What is the promise of God's pledge? Number one, that we're all included. Every believer is included. It's what he says. You know that little first part of verse 19, that royal we. That means you and me and thee. It's everyone. What I love about the gospel. It's what I love about it. It's what I love about the family of God. You know who we are? We are worshiping, by way of the encouraging word right now, thousands of we's. We're worshiping in churches. We're walking down the sidewalks. We're sitting in the highways and byways of life. We're the recipients of God's pledge. Number two, God's pledge confirms that we have real hope. Real hope. I'm telling you, you cannot get a more real hope than a hope rooted in the pledge of our Heavenly Father. This pledge, that we have an anchor for the soul. Have an anchor for the soul. We serve a great God. If you go back to those first three things that we discovered, you know, he's a desiring God. He desires to not only save you, but to walk with you, and then to take you home to be with him forever. He's a convincing God. He'll make it clear. You know what I find pain and circumstance and hardship and yearning, you know what it does? It fogs us. It puts a mist over our eyes. You know, God's convincing nature, his clarifying nature, lifts the fog. It's like these divine windshield wipers. He keeps the rain from blinding me. And he's a confirming God. He did it with Abraham, and he's done it with so many of our loved ones. He's doing it with us. He'll confirm to you. So that's why I invite you to come. That's why I invite you to surrender your life.
Challenge is there. Just do it. The brokenness that we have in our lives is sometimes the great key to what God's going to do next. I pray that you would open your heart to Him. That's the most important thing. You need to call out to Jesus right now and know that He hears you and He's ready to meet you right where you are. He loves you. He created you. And He wants you to be the best you you can be. If you'd like to talk with someone, to pray with someone, we'd love to be that someone. You can call us at 866-899-WORD. That number again is 866-899-9673. My prayer is that you jot it down or store it in your cell and know that we stand ready to connect with you, not just now during the broadcast, but anytime, 24 hours a day. We believe that God is at work in the power of His Spirit today in this particular season of our country's life, of our lives as individuals, and your life as well, because of what's next. God wants to take us deeper than we've ever been, to stretch us farther than we've ever been before, for His glory, to lift up the name of Jesus. And there are people that you can reach. You can reach them. Dr. Wilton can't do it. Your favorite pastor in your local city or the person you're listening to online, you are the one that will carry the love of Christ, the promise of God's pledge. As you go to work, to class, as you open your heart to some people in your family, just know that we stand ready to pray with you and for you in this process of watching God change us from the inside out. And one of those sources of change are great resources like this.
Is there life beyond this world? Have you ever thought about heaven? Have you ever had any doubts about heaven? The Bible tells us that heaven is as real as death. Heaven is a promise. Heaven is an eternal gift. This month, for your gift of any amount, you will receive Dr. Wilton's assuring message, Heaven, Our Eternal Home. Plus, you will receive The Gift of Heaven. The Gift of Heaven provides biblical answers to questions such as, how do I know if I'll go to heaven? Who will be in heaven? What is life in heaven like? Both of these ministry resources will help to satisfy the deepest questions of your soul. You don't have to fear the unknown. You can come face to face with the Savior's assurance of eternal life. Write to us at Post Office Box 2110, Spartanburg, South Carolina, 29304, or call us toll free at 866-899-WORD, or visit online at theencouragingword.org. Your partnership enables us to bring the gift of life into millions of homes around the world.
Our time's almost gone, but before we leave, one closing thought from our pastor, Dr. Don Wilton.
Are you ready to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ? Why don't you pray this prayer with me right now? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner, and I know that Jesus died for me on the cross. Today, I repent of my sin. And by faith, I receive you into my heart. In Jesus' name. My friend, I welcome you today into the family of God. This is exciting news.